Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does your world, so does the world. It starts with each of us. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. You are the key to transforming peace on earth now. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 209. Be positive. Only do things you love. Be positive. Only do things you love. As I was reading today's message, this inspired thought came through. Can you imagine what our dear Mother Earth would be like if every person who inhabits it now only did things they loved? Can you imagine what your world would be like right now if you only did things you loved? Can you imagine what you would feel like right now if you spent all of your waking hours only doing things you loved? You loved how you spent your time. You loved who you spent your time with. You loved the energy you were putting out. Can you imagine what it would feel like to live in a state of love 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that you embody this feeling, this consciousness of love? That gives you a sense of the power you would be, that you already are, when you allow yourself to tune in to this aspect within you, divine love, for you to do, feel, speak, and act from love, to be aligned with your higher self, to be in integrity with your core being, and therefore you would be positive and the world would reflect just as you are. Feel what that feels like just as I speak, to be in a space of feeling, thinking, speaking, and acting from love. Feel how that feels right now, that you chose to eat truly what you loved. And if you did, you'd just eat enough. You wouldn't be overeating. You would feel fulfilled, and it would be more than enough. If you spoke words that made you feel good, how you would feel, how the other person would feel, how they respond back to you, how that would feel to be the energy of love, to be transmitting love, that no matter what was happening in the world, even the tragedies and travesties, that you would look at it through the eyes of love and see the blessing in it. How would that feel? And how would that make a difference in the outcome for whatever you were focusing on? As you sent out love and compassion and understanding rather than hurt and pain and anguish, how would whatever you focus your attention on, respond. We know the answer, because whatever you focus on is exactly what you expand. How would it feel for you to be in activity doing things you loved rather than things that you really weren't your cup of tea, so to speak? Things that brought out your greatness inside. Would it feel like drudgery? And therefore, it would take all your energy to do? Or would it feel light and carefree and playful? And therefore, you'd get more and more done, faster. You'd exceed yours and others' expectation. This is the power that is present for you when you align with divine love who you are. This is the power that's here all the time coming forth in you when you are in integrity with your true innate nature, divine love. When you honor the gift who you are, divine love. When you act from your core essence, divine love. To be positive is not putting on anything. It's not false. This is the real you. So many people make fun of people who are positive. And yet to be positive is to be one with your true, innate God self. That essence who you are, that soul essence you came into this earth form to perfect, the aspect of love who you are. And when you choose to honor it, and notice I said, you choose. The world may give you other signals. It's always your choice. Every signal you receive, every so-called knock on the head, figuratively speaking, everyone who says no to you, everything that seems to shut the door on you, and as well as the ones who say yes, all of these are signals to move you into the right place, your right place, aligned with your true nature. To be positive, to connect with the energy source that is you, true divine love essence within you, here to guide you to express your full gift now in this lifetime. This is to be positive. Not to be anybody else, not to be like anybody else, but to express this perfection within you now. And that is, I guess, like a Sinatra song, to do it your way, and that made all the difference now. This is being positive. And what is the word positive? What does it mean? Literally, it means to place. To put yourself in this place, in this mindset. To put yourself in this place to be confident, to show agreement with yourself, your higher self, your innate self, your true being. And when you do, by putting yourself in a place that you feel, you think, you speak, and you act only on those things that you love from love, you allow yourself to be continuously moving forward, increasing, progressing more and more to be in alignment with your true nature and to express your greatness, the God gift who you are, however that is meant to come out through you. And when you're in this place, securely, centered, grounded, here, that's being confident. When you're in this place, that's when the whole world seems to open up for you. That's when you truly live aligned with authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. And after all, that is our ultimate reason for being here. This is the ultimate connection and oneness with divine love. So be positive to be positive. Be willing to be you now. Be willing to claim your place, your way, now, with absolute pure love starting for you. This is the key for your true ultimate peace, harmony, and prosperity. Trusting your inner self. Trusting that still small voice inside. Trusting the signals you receive from your body, those signs that sometimes say yes, sometimes say no. It's as if you know when your soul is excited. She got it, she got it, she got it. Yes, we're going to do it. And other times with, hey, hold on. That's not it. Nothing good will come from that. You know. You do always know. It's your willingness to trust your soul, your higher self, your God self, your heart self, whatever you want to call it. This is also being positive, because this is only doing things you love, not forcing it, being it, not denying it, flowing with it. This is today's message. One, I request you take to your heart today. Notice those times when you do not respond from love. You're not lit up inside. You catch yourself feeling like you're almost going to bite your tongue. Notice those times when you do not feel, think, speak, and act from love. Be willing to just for that moment step into your God self. Respond from your heart and not the habitual place in your head. Respond from your soul. Feel what happens. Sense how you feel. Be aware of heightening your senses, your awareness to what's going on inside of you and what's going on outside of you when you choose love. When you choose to respond from this place inside of you, this place that's pure love. Choose a higher path. Be willing to let go with love any other response. Just play with it today. Start noticing your energy, what seems to be inside of you, what you are transmitting outside of you, and what is the response to what is outside of you by that being, that organization, when you choose to be positive, to choose to come from love, choose to listen and follow the direction, the inspired direction inside. start just today. And if it's what I expect it will be, you want to heighten your awareness to be more conscious to do this every day. Start with one thing that seems to take you outside of yourself, and this part of you that you don't recognize shows up. You know, it seems to get your goat, bring up emotions. No, dear one, it's not about that. It's old, stuffed down feelings, because that is not your true feeling. Those are simply emotions. And as you allow yourself to connect with that divine love, those old emotions that come out, you simply ask, where did this come from? What's this about? And you will be told the incident that it is associated with is ready now to be released as you open up more and more to be one with this place within you, your true nature, divine love. And your willingness to release those old emotions as they come up, without regrets, simply it was, will bring that much more energy within you to go forward, truly aligned with authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. It is a progression. It is. So love yourself through it. Starting today, just notice one time when you're not coming from love, and notice how easy it is to shift right now. Put yourself one with your heart, one with divine love, choosing love as your response, and discovering how easy it is. And when that other stuff comes up, bless it, thank it. You may ask, as I said, what's it about? And let it go. Because now you know another way, a way that moves you forward rapidly, easily, and under grace. And as you progress in this energy of divine love, so will everything you care about, and even things you don't know about, because you are a beacon. And when you shift the energy you are sending out to love, that is the energy that's transmitted across all of Mother Earth. And so we come back to that message, that vision I was given at the beginning. Imagine, if you will, what it would be like if each of us was sending out this energy of love, each of us being this beacon. And now we're transmitting this higher energy, not this lower energy. Imagine what the world would be like, what your neighbors would be like, what your family members would be like, what the governments of all countries would be like, if we were all transmitting love. Love. I share with you, disease as we know it would no longer exist. Upset and hardship and poverty would no longer exist. It starts with each of us owning our power, the power of love, who you are. You can be selfish here. Start with you. Because when you're selfish for you, choosing divine love, whether you intend it or not, you are choosing divine love for all. This is the energy you are sending out. So start today. Because when you choose divine love, you become self-fulfilling of God's intention for you and all of us. Be the beacon of love. Be one with this place within you, within each of us. Pure love essence. That is God. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Taking it slow. Feeling the breath move within you and out of you. Breath, inspired breath. The breath of God, breathing in, letting out, breathing in purity, breathing out, used up, no longer necessary, toxic. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Focusing on your heart center. Breathing in to your heart center. Noticing the color within. Whatever color it is perfect for you right now. I'm in a beautiful deep green with midnight blue black within it. It could be red, pink, blue, purple, orange, lilac, white, golden, pure black. Be one with this energy of love radiating within you now. Focusing on the light within. Like a beautiful shining star calling out to you. Allow yourself to receive its message. Focusing on the light, the sea of color within, being drawn closer and closer. Allow this light inside to guide your passageway. Use it as pure healing beam shine on any shadows within you now. Allow this bright star within your soul's essence to shine on shadows in the pure colored light within. Choose one. As the light shines on it, simply ask, what is it you want me to know? What is it I stuffed within me? What is it that is ready to be released now under grace? That memory, that moment, that emotion, that pain. Allow the light and healing energy within to lift it up and let it go now. To be transmuted for your highest and best good, for the highest and best good of all concerned. As you listen and look within through God's eyes and heart of love. Oh yes, that. Knowing the truth now. Releasing this shadow, this emotion, that experience, that pain, with love. Seeing it dissolve. And where there was shadow, there's pure light, pure goodness, pure love. Seeing the colored light within you glowing that much more brightly. Feel the peace. Feel the lightness. Feel the love. Yes. You are one with divine love. This is your true nature. All things are healed through divine love, starting with you. Perhaps there is another shadow. Allow the light within to reveal it now. Something, someone you stuffed deep inside of you long ago. You didn't ever want to go there again. It hurt so badly. It's safe now. you are in the space of divine love. You may see and feel it through God's eyes and heart. Allow it to be revealed. That moment when you felt as if your heart was stabbed. And you weren't sure you'd ever recover fully. See that situation. Feel that situation with pure love, releasing that person, those emotions, knowing you are meant to move on a long time before. You had done everything you could. And it was not up to you to make them do the right thing. See it with love. Feel love for yourself, for giving all you could. Choose love, dear one. Heal with the power of divine love. This part of you has been holding on to the remnants of that moment. Release the pain. Release the memory. Allow divine love to guide you now. Seeing and feeling that moment dissolve. And your body filling with light, with love. Feel the love penetrating where there was pain, where there was tightness, where there was darkness. Feel the strength coming back from the inside out. As you feel whole, as you affirm your true nature, divine love, not having to hide anything anymore. Feeling whole and complete, one with your true nature, the power and presence of divine love. Yes, you are divine love. Feel that strength from the inside out. Feel the peace, the harmony, the prosperity. Being one with your true nature, divine love. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back, to live your life from this place, everyday life from this powerful place, inside out, one with your true nature, divine love, affirming your true nature, divine love, being positive, who you are, divine love. And so, as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths, thanking our higher self for bringing us this perfect, powerful healing now. And as you breathe, consciously breathe into your heart center and into your head, into your hands as you gently squeeze them, into your feet as you gently squeeze them. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla, and we invite her to tone this truth with us now.
Let there be divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Live in the state of love. Be aligned with your innate being. Transmit love. Transmit, transmit. Om, om, om.
Yes, it is true. You are one with divine love. God bless. Namaste.